There is a black line spreading from somewhere, and it's interfering with the television and radio reception around here, as well as shorting out the electrical systems in the cars all over my neighborhood. I'm glad that I can use this as an excuse for not having to go into work today, but I am a little concerned about what this black line is maybe doing to my brain. The black line looks like a long piece of seaweed that's stretching across the horizon, transparent, you know, like a chocolate brown where direct light shines through it. I can hear a faint hum now. Feels like the humidity's rising, like hot breath or something. Now the sky has turned a deep red, like a coastal sunset. But with it being 2:30 in the afternoon, there is a certain sinister quality to it. Danger. The sky is hanging like a thick curtain now. There are no clouds, but the sky itself seems to have taken on mass and presses down on me. It's pressing down on me right now. I can see out over the empty parking lot behind my apartment building, and I swear to God, it seems like this red sky is dragging itself toward me right now, closer and closer to my open window. Sky parts, and the red human-headed bull has returned. Two great billows of steam strike out from its gaping nostrils. I can feel the dampness of its mouth, feel its rage, its madness. I thought I evaded this beast for the last time, but it has found me again. The dead human eyes, red within a red, stare blank. I am mesmerized, unable to move as the red human-headed bull forces its bulk through the open window, its horrible face inches from mine. It presses down on me. It's pressing down on me right now.